get up and dance. Hey, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. Yeah. Hey, we're getting closer and closer to the moment of truth. You know, eventually, the ETs are going to land on planet Earth. Now, this isn't a make-believe story. They've been talking about this for a long time, years. And we've got to wonder, you're never going to hear it. First of all, you're never going to hear it on mainstream media because they are all controlled by the dark forces. They only tell us what they believe will be useful in controlling the minds of regular people or primitives, as some of them think we are. And there are so many different factions of the human race, so many evolved more than others, you know? And that's the harsh reality. And we all, with all the different languages of all the different people on planet Earth, that's what makes it all difficult, too. Even though we are all capable of telepathic communication, understand it's been a subversive plot for hundreds of thousands of years to keep us dumb, not understanding we have these abilities to telepathically communicate, but get us to even believe that this is all make-believe. No such thing as telepathic communication. Well, I personally can tell you I've experienced it myself. And it has its good points. It has its bad points. And the ETs are all in on this, hey, telepathic communication is the ultimate way, but it's not. Language has many benefits, and I'm not even going to go into it. But I'll be stand by my conviction. I'll, you know, hey, this is a call-in radio show, Connect the Dots, 888-627-6008. If there's any ET that has the guts to contact my show and call in, I'm debating with them. And I'll prove to them that telepathic communication has its benefits, but it also has its bad points. And they won't win the conversation. I'm not saying I'll win the conversation, but they definitely won't win the conversation. Any being out there in the universe that wants to tell me telepathic communication is the best and verbal communication is not, they are wrong. And I defy them. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Call in and tell me, but they're not going to take the challenge because they don't even understand that I'm challenging them at this very important time. Come on, you know. Show your proof. Convince us verbally. But I guess if you're all, you think verbal communication is inferior, you're not going to be qualified to even state your case. And, of course, this is a radio show. We need verbal communication here, not telepathic communication, you know? You know, there might be 1,001 ETs, assuming they're listening to the show, that think they're going to get their point over. How could they possibly, on a radio show, which by nature says you have to verbally talk to communicate on this show? You know, if there was 1 billion beings out there who are might be telepathically communicating to me what they think is important, it's meaningless on a talk radio show where verbal communication is the method. How is a listening audience going to know what you're thinking? You know, unless you're able to communicate, first of all, you'd have to know everyone who's listening, and then be able to communicate to all of them at the same time simultaneously. Are you up for the challenge? And then, but still, none of us would even know because it requires verbal communication to participate in this show. And there's so much that you telepathic-only creatures out there do not understand the importance of verbal communications. Because you get to use the tone, inflection, and pauses, and holdbacks, and all that other important information that's not going to come out in telepathic. Well, what the hell would you know if you're only telepathic? You don't know crap about verbal communication, but we on Earth do, definitely. And that's a very important point, you know? And we're all tired of hearing about, yeah, you're going to land here on Earth and save us. Yeah, we want you to do that. Matter of fact, you know, hey, within the, oh my God, within the last couple of weeks, we had three major global communications about setting up the 1221 portal. You don't know what that is? Well, didn't CBS News, didn't Fox News tell you about what was happening in the last couple of weeks? They tell you about that it was a success? No, they want to pretend nothing of such magnitude is even happening. And there's part of the dilemma. The people on planet Earth are still controlled by the mass media, who's controlled by the dark forces, who's controlled by the easy, you know, the real Illuminati, the fake Illuminati, the all the other subversive black nobility families. And they're still holding on to control of the thinking of the people of planet Earth. You know? Is there anybody out there who can claim to be a free thinker and aware of these dark entities that still have control? Meanwhile, our supposed galactic brothers and sisters who are here from many realms, many star systems of our universe, and of course there is more than one universe, but of our universe, they're here to help liberate planet Earth. And I'm sure they're doing their best, but at the same time, they're not doing enough. You got that? They are not doing enough. Meanwhile, Cobra, the representative of the Galactic Confederation, not to be confused with the Galactic Federation, though they claim to be here, coming here too, to help us, who are the real good guys. Anyhow, they're having another event in a couple of weeks in New York City. Hey, this show is coming to you from New York City and the greatest city in the world, the capital of the world. Everybody who lives in New York City, we know we are the capital city of the whole world. And they're going to have a kind of like a private get-together where they're going to be, for money, of course, talking about only catering to a small few, just like the elites do. And they're not, supposedly, seemingly, not willing to take cash. But they want you to bring cash to at the event. But you have to get your tickets via, you know, AI communication sources, blah, 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 where you have to give information about who you are. And those of us that know the government, we don't want to give our evil governments, and all the governments on Earth are evil at this point in time. It's been that way for a long, long time. You know, maybe in 1776, the American government was free from evil control, but that quickly changed if you know your U.S. history. You know, we're still suffering from the 1871 takeover done by corporate United States of America that unleashed the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the straw man scam, the stealing of monies, using us as creatures that money can be made off of. We're all still suffering from that. Hey, and we all keep hearing about the Galactic Confederation confiscating all the gold from the bad guys, but they still haven't redistributed it. In fact, on Twitter, which I happen to be a member of, and the social media thing, of course, I've been, turned into a second-class citizen by Muskie Boy. Yeah, Muskie Boy, who has even blocked me, even though I never personally said anything against him, but him and his machines obviously know somehow that they don't like the idea that I'm, not paying into his scheme, pay to play. And all the people that are willing to pay to be part of his service, machines are programmed to serve them, the payers, 100 times more than me, the non-payer. In the beginning, we were all non-payers, and then Muskie Boy took over and started to charge money. It's pay to play, or the machines are going to put you on the back burner and leave you there. And only a dozen or less people will ever get to see your tweets, and that's where my situation is there. But I'm not going to, I don't need his stinking pay-to-play scheme, and I'm never going to be part of it. One of the richest guys in the world, and he's going to ask people pay-to-play, or he's going to put us on the back burner and leave it there. Elon, Mr. Muskie there, you are scum. How about that? Right? And your stinking cars suck. I have to say that because, there's a couple I've seen on the streets, ugly. Some of the most ugliest cars on the road, are the Teslas. They've got no curves. They're like box-like, no style, and they cost a lot of money. And they look like hell. So I have to say, they're ugly. And one of the apparently popular colors is ugly gray, battleship gray, primer gray. It's ugly. And this is what the Tesla car looks like. It has no curves. It has no style. It has no class. And it costs a lot of money, and they want people to do that. And they're still promoting their, I just have to speak my opinion on this. They're still promoting their driverless car, even though it gets in accidents and causes harm. It's a ridiculous idea. First of all, who the hell would want to own a car that drives itself? It takes away from the beauty of driving, If there's one thing we created in America here, back in the last century, was the beauty of driving an automobile, the pleasure of driving an automobile. And these self-automated cars take away from that, and they're trying to turn them into taxis in New York City. And they're getting approval, of course, because the billionaires approve the billionaires, and the elite approve the elite. No matter how stupid the idea is, it's retarded. You can never make a car that can anticipate all the reactions possible on the road. You couldn't, and they're trying to do it, but you couldn't. You could never anticipate all the possibilities. So what is the point of this? Except trying to con people into wasting more of their money believing in another false god. Yeah, the self-driving automobile. What a bag of bullshit this is. And this is being perpetrated on the American people and people around the world. Doesn't even make any sense. Totally illogical, totally anti-human. Well, there's part of the program right there, anti-human, right? We don't want to emphasize being human. We want to emphasize being robotic because robots follow orders, And just like with the new weapons in war, we've taken war to a new level now, We've got drones flying all over, hard to shoot down, but they carry a powerful punch with explosives. So we can have an ongoing war forever that nobody can ever win. And that's the agenda being pushed on the human race again. Forget about World War III. This is world war forever until we finally wake up and stop it. And who's going to, how are we going to wake up? We're not going to listen to government because government is part of the program. They're in on it. Do you realize how stupid this war in Ukraine and Gaza are? Not only are these wars stupid, but they're evil. You know, the Ukraine-Russian war, yeah. Where's our hero Trump? I thought he was going to solve this in 24 hours. I think he's finding out people don't want to listen to his stupid ass, like he has a real solution. There are real solutions to end this shit, but nobody's talking about him. There's a real solutions to end the Gaza genocide, but nobody's even talking about it, let alone going to listen to it. And we don't have a say. All of us that can see a better way of ending the conflict, we're being kept out of making our points. You know, the UN General Assembly, UNGA abbreviation, they love using these letters to abbreviate things because it blurs the truth. You know? And that's part of the control program. Dealing with the regular people. Blur the truth so they can not really understand what's going on. Anyhow, the UN, United Nations General Assembly is happening at the UN headquarters in New York City, September 9th to 28th. And guess what? If you look into it, nobody except heads of state are allowed to speak at this so-called gigantic event put on by the elites, and only participants allowed are heads of state of the 191 nations, all controlled by evil, are allowed to participate and speak. You know, there's a lot of people with a lot of great ideas, and they will never get to speak at the United Nations General Assembly because it's a fake organization, definitely controlled by evil ETs that are still around, and the ruling family is still around, the black nobility, the dark forces that still are hidden amongst humanity. And they're not going to let you, me, or anybody with real solutions talk at their venue. And if you ever, you know, unless you live in New York, you don't realize how bad the situation is. The people that want to go out and protest this United Nations General Assembly, the police of New York have them kept blocks and blocks away. So the people who, you know, the pawns, government pawns that show up at the General Assembly will never get to see any of the protesters because they're kept a block and a half, two blocks away. They're not allowed to protest in front of the building on First Avenue in New York City. They could let them do that, but they don't. That's how over-controlled and manipulated the dark forces are. What's the point of protesting when you can't be seen? And that's exactly the way they like it, because they don't want their conscience being rattled about all the groups that don't like the way they're using their powerful influence to keep the world in chaos and not solve any of the problems, even though the solutions are there. The solutions to all the problems in this world are known already. But we can't speak them on TV. We can't speak them in protests when the General Assembly happens between September 9th and September 28th, 2025. You know? We might as well be in the dark ages, because when the protesters can't be seen by the people you're protesting against, you're really not protesting. You're wasting your freaking time because you're playing along with the rules they set. They set up to keep you not noticeable. How can a protest have any effect if it's not noticeable? In fact, it might as well be, yeah, all of you can protest anything you want, but you have to protest it from your living room at home, and that's it. You can't come out in the street and protest anymore. That's about how bad it has gotten. Hey, these things need to be talked about. And there's so much more happening. So anyhow, supposedly, the 1221 portal is open, which means we have an open connection to the rest of the universe. Is it doing us any good so far? Well, I don't know. We certainly aren't rejoicing and dancing in the streets, because that alone is not enough. And as long as we, the common people, allow these manipulative elite government, dark force controlled leaders of every country in the world get their way, it's like nothing ever happened. What's the difference if the portal's open, if they're still subduing us and controlling us with police forces that serve the dark forces and militaries that serve the dark forces? Yeah, there was some interesting stuff, but we don't even know it's true, because we don't get to hear it on what should be truth news. We don't get to hear it. We get to hear about how many fires were started, how many people killed innocent people, how many bad weather events are making people suffer. That's all that we get to hear about. Nothing but negative, negative, negative news. We're sick to death of it. But nobody with money is willing to stop it. Now, interesting enough, here's what came over the news, not on Twitter, not certainly on mainstream media news. There was a secret military operation from the United States down to Venezuela to capture Maduro, the dictator there. And supposedly they did that, but how has it changed our reality? I mean, it sounds like it's something you should have been done a long time ago. And this is why people love Trump, because they believe he's doing these things. But we don't even know if he's really doing these things. We don't even know if that information coming out on Twitter is accurate. Did it really happen? You know, where's the video? You know, the governments, you know, can float any story they want without a video and say, oh, this is what we did. Yeah. You know, we captured the devil and he's suffering in his own hell. Yeah. You have any proof of that? Well, anybody can claim anything, and then anybody can claim that somebody did something when they did something, or when somebody actually did something, they claim they never did it. You know, this game of truth or not truth is insanity. And people who have the money are really not stepping up to the plate and doing anything, you know? And I got to pick on Muskie Boy here, you know? Richest guy in the world, one of the richest guys in the world. What the hell is he doing with his money? Except creating more crazy shit where money rules, you know? He bought Twitter and turned it into a pay-for-play game. And that's not bringing out truth. That's stifling truth. Because people who believe you don't have to pay to tell the truth are not going to join his club. You know? And that was the plan all along. We'll get them to pay to play, or we're going to put them on the back burner. And whatever they have to say, no one's going to get to hear it. Just like regular media. You know, you can call up Fox News or something. I got a story here. That doesn't mean, no matter what you say, if it doesn't fit into their plan of mind controlling the general population, they're not going to put that story out there, because it's the same old program. Was there a big fire? Was there a mass shooting? How many people got thrown in front of subway trains today? Or where's the next big flood? Or how many towns got flooded by excessive rain? Even though, never mind, the rain was kept over their neighborhood for an excessive amount of time on purpose to cause a catastrophe and create untold suffering of innocent people who died, and it was all done on purpose for the fake headlines. And, you know, we're all tired of this bullshit, you know? And we're all tired of being used like stupid sheep, being led to the slaughter, and that's what they want to do. And guess what? What good are these our benevolent brothers and sisters out there have been claiming for years they're here to help us. They got a list of things they've done to break us out of the prison, but they're still crying, well, it's not perfect yet for us to land and really apprehend, even though we have the power to apprehend all the criminals and we can't be stopped. We're still not everything ready perfect. Well, this waiting for everything to be perfect is going to kill millions of us in the meantime, and we are sick of this bullshit. And they don't respond, believe me. I've tried to communicate with these people. These are people who are, you know, if we can call them people, these creatures from other worlds who claim to be benevolent and want to help us. And maybe they have been, but who the hell knows, because we haven't seen any fucking proof of it, period. You know, they could be saying everything they want, and without showing us proof they actually did anything, what the hell are we to think? And we've seen the science fiction movies of extraterrestrials coming here pretending to be our friends, but only looking to subdue us and subvert us and control us. And that possibility still exists, because the ones that are being like, oh, we're here to save you, and we've done this, and we've done that, and we've done 10,000 other things, but we're still not ready to land because everything is not perfect, you know? We've confiscated all your gold, and we will redistribute it to you, but we're not ready to do yet, because there's a few anomalies. You know, there's a few pimples on your face that need to be, we need to put some Clearasil on and get it right. And this is the crap that we have to deal with. Just like this thing happening in New York on the September, I think, 12th and 13th in New York City. They're not making it easy for you to go and participate. They're making it friggin' difficult. And they want a lot of money for it just to come and show up. Well, you know, that's serving the elite. That's not serving the common people. What the hell don't they understand about serving everyone? You know, you can't limit it to people who have money. You can't limit it to people who have all the credit cards and scam and participate in all the scams of all the companies that make money off people when you have to use them to purchase a ticket. This is bullshit. And it's going on still, and under the disguise of like, hey, we're here to help you. We can show you how to be part of it, connect with the higher self. Well, you can't put a price tag on things like that, because when you do, you're just as bad as the people that you're claiming to get rid of. And this is the shit that's going on. Hey, this is a call-in radio show, and it's a good time if you got a phone to call in and give your two cents on the matter, because I don't know how much I can keep saying this, but I don't like the way things are being played out, and I don't like this putting off of helping us out, you know? Back in 2008, 2025 now, but back in 2013, I finished putting together my book, Connect the Dots Theory, that brought forth all the key points that are important in understanding the bigger picture. I didn't get it published until 2016, so it's 9 years old now. So few people have read it, because the company I hooked up with, all the promises of promoting it was bullshit. I don't want to even mention the name of the company, because, you know, they were badly run. They ruined the quality of the pictures I had, but the pictures will still tell you the truth of all that's being kept from you. You know? a camera can pick up all these entities that leave light trails that fly around at night. Really? You know, 35 millimeter photographs, for which I have the negatives, and everything can be proven that these things exist. That I put the pictures out in the book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, it makes the connections between geometry, frequency, and how these two aspects of reality connect everything. Patterns form, you know? You might have heard flower of life pattern. But then, of course, we have the Ashiana Dean info that calls it the gaze of death. And, of course, I've watched her videos out there, and she's got two books. And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. All her information is coming from the dark side that decided they want to go good. And they downloaded information into her head that she would write these books. And all that sounds very good and fine, but she's singing the exact, representing creatures that were definitely part of the breakaway from God and from the phantom matrix that they created to con people into being human slave labor. And they decided that they wanted to come true and repent, basically. That's what her information says. You know, she's claiming that these Elohim who blew up the 12th dimensional Stargate and separated themselves from God and then found out they lost the free energy and they lost their immortality. And they, all the groups that aligned with them and were part of this understood that they would have to become parasites, energy-sucking parasites, in order to sustain their existence from which they left. And these energy-sucking parasites, some of them are still here on Earth, you know, from the Phantom Matrix. Well, you know, then the Galactic Confederation says they're here to save us from these dark forces, including the energy-sucking parasites and the fallen angels and all that. But at the same time, you know, they're claiming victory here, victory there, and conning us along. And we're no better off, really, than we were, as far as the average person can see. I mean, I tell you what I have noticed, and when I mention it to people, they notice it too. The sun is a lot hotter than it used to be. So sure, certainly things have changed like that. And of course, we've all witnessed the energy destruction of neighborhoods and the setting of fires intentionally with energy weapons. And we all figured out that, well, if your car is painted blue, the energy weapon from space will not torch your car because the blue frequency somehow protects it. Though that's never really been explained how that works, but people have come to that conclusion. And the proof is in these devastated towns and neighborhoods that anything that was painted blue remained untouched. But it was never explained to us why. Well, obviously it has something to do with the frequency that the color blue gives off. And the one of the last global meditations, the third one that happened within the last week, you know, the image we were supposed to envision was a beam of white, pink, blue, and gold light. And it was a successful meditation, and that finalized the opening of the 1221 portal. Do you know what the 1221 portal is? I mean, really, if you're listening to my voice, most of you probably don't. And What does that say? 12/21? Were you talking about December 21st? You know? No, we're not. It's called the 12/21 portal for another reason. If you want to find out more about it, well, you need to go to the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Yeah. Something that got started by the Galactic Confederation back in 2012. 13 years later, and they still haven't solved the issue that they supposedly banded together to come here and free planet Earth, because supposedly planet Earth is the last stronghold of the dark forces in all the universe, our universe. Remember, there's other universes too. And you can find out a little about that in the fifth apocryphal revelation. Well, go Google it and begin a learning journey. There's more information revealed in the fifth apocryphal revelation than the Galactic Confederation has revealed to humanity in the last 13 years. So anyhow, I mean, the truth is out there, like they used to say on the X-Files. It's out there, but you got to know where to look. And then we got all these pretenders and purveyors of false information. You know, I wrote a song once called The Common Man. It's out there on YouTube. Look for it, The Common Man. And one of the verses is, they feed you lies through the TV screen, and it goes down easy. Easy to swallow those lies when they give you a dash of truth. And there are so many groups out there doing that all the time. And we're gullible humans. We fall for it easily. But these, half-truths, these con artist games, they're still going on, and they're still doing the best to trick you. Of all the information that's been revealed to humanity in the last 100 years, look at the fake education system we have that doesn't really teach children about truth. They teach you how to do simple mathematics, yeah. But they don't teach you anything, you know, about having a spiritual education. It has nothing to do with religion. Spirituality has nothing to do with religion. Is that clear? I don't care what religion you are. The truth is about spirituality, your interconnection to the real one and only God who became the Trinity. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, well, choose to remain ignorant, because you obviously are ignorant and you want to stay ignorant. But it's all been explained pretty much well. And spirituality has to do with your connection to the single source of all that is, the true God, you know. And its connection is through your heart. It's not through a temple or a fancy building or a church or anything like that. It has to do, the connection is made through your heart. The most powerful organ in your body, no, it's not the mind, but the mind is would be much more powerful if we learn to use it. Turns out some son of a no-good so-and-so turned off the switches in our minds. And when you're born into this world as a human, you have already agreed to have your switches turned off to where, like the scientists say, most people only use 5% of their brain, and that's because the other 95% has been turned off, and you've been tricked into allowing evil entities to turn it off, and that's why we only use 5%. But even after that 5%, some of us have learned to be even smarter than the so-called galactic geniuses from higher evolved societies that really don't have the comprehension level that some of us only using 5% of our brains can comprehend. Sure, we can't materialize things out of thin air with only 5% of our brains working, and we can't do a lot of other things with only 5% of our brains working. So why aren't the schools teaching us how to open up our brains and use all of them? Even our even the grown-ups need to be taught to do that. And for the human race to finally evolve, we have to move beyond using 5% of our minds, and we have to understand our heart is the most powerful organ in the body. It gives us our spiritual connection to the true source, true center of all creation, God himself. And let's not bring up the point, why does God have to be referred to as himself instead of herself? Well, the information to that is in the fifth apocryphal revelation, available. You can find it tomorrow if you really look at it. And it clearly explains it wasn't down the avenue of creation, way, way down, way beyond the first creations that male and female was devised. So in the beginning, there was no male or female. And the term himself, the male pronoun that we call now, there was no sex. There was no differentiation. There was consciousness and being referred to in the third person because the true God has no name. You got that? So stop with all your religious documents and that give God a name. God does not have a name. The creator of all there is, you know, didn't need a name because he was the creator of all there is. Names came into play later on down the road when there was a differentiation of creatures being created where there was a male and female that could procreate a physical body. Yet the intellect of that body was never a composite of the creatures that created the physical body. The mind, the personality, was thrown in after the physical body was created, otherwise termed as the vessel. You know, as human beings, we are vessels in what's called the humanoid form body. But our consciousness, our personality, was downloaded into that body at a certain particular time. And so whom we are personally is our consciousness. That is immortal. And we are just experiencing life in the human body. And of course, that life that we are experiencing has been subdued and heavily by the so-called false gods, by the dark forces who came to our planet to rule over us humans. You need to start thinking about that. And you need to start thinking about, if you have children in school, what they're being taught. They're taught to listen to AI now, you know? They are clogged and conned into it, and they have easily accepted it. Yeah, I'm attached to my cell phone. And forget about my real parents. Forget about spirituality of the real God. I'll just consult my cell phone where everything is made easy for me, and I'll just look it up and accept it as truth. And I'll walk off the cliff looking at my cell phone. I'll get in line with all the others, and we'll all walk off the cliff, not knowing we're walking off a cliff because our eyes are glued to our cell phones. I mean, that cartoon is out there. It's been out there for a while. And essentially, that's the kind of stupid things we have. Meanwhile, we still have people showing up at schools and killing innocent people. The latest thing, well, yeah, somebody out in the U.S. in Minnesota, some whacked-out person, obviously demonically controlled, or controlled artificially by the devious machines they've invented to mind-control people who are susceptible to being mind-controlled. They programmed him to go to a church early morning service in the Catholic school and just shoot. You know, you don't have to go in the building. Just shoot through the glass-stained windows, and you'll kill people. And this is what happened. And, of course, the perpetrator was programmed to kill himself after he did the dirty deed. So we'll never get to examine what was behind this, but you don't need to examine it. This is how it's worked. Mind control is a technique. It's done. The demons know how to do it by simply sending subliminal suggestions. And the dark forces who control the elite, the mad doctors, et cetera, they have devised machines that can infiltrate your mind and put thoughts in there and tell you, go out and do a mass shooting at the, you know, they know who has bought the guns and who has guns and doesn't know what to do with their guns. And the person and these people that have become outcasts in society because they have no personalities and they have no abilities of having to coexist with other people, and they're distraught and unhappy about their situation. They are mind controlled to go out and do the dirty deeds. And unless we start talking about this and talking about mind control, you know, next week, the week after, there's going to be some other poor soul that's going to be mind controlled to go out and kill innocent people. And they do this to religious fanatics or just innocent people who have weapons. And so it's going to continue. And there is no public conversation about this, even though I talk about it. But, you know, you have to be tuned into my station here to hear about this. But every mass killing is done the same way. It's about mind control, you know. And once the mind controllers gain access to your mind, they can program any one of them to go out and do something evil and horrible. And that's how it's done every single time. And you, hey, the obvious thing is the person's done doing their dirty deed, they kill themselves, you know. Icing on the cake, one more day, you know? And this is how our human race is being manipulated. But there isn't one politician willing to talk about this, not one, you know? It's just allowed to go on, and we'll have more restrictions, we'll put up some, you know, more police for a week or two, make like we really care. And then we'll forget about it and hope it doesn't happen again. But it will happen again, maybe not at that school, but there's thousands and thousands of schools. So they'll find another school and another loner who has weapons and is unhappy because he has no friends, because he hasn't learned the social whatever we call them, social behavior to be popular or liked or loved. And we'll get that one. We'll get into his mind with our high-tech influence machines, and they exist. And we'll get him to do another atrocity. Plenty of candidates that could be mind-controlled. And unless we start talking about this, these atrocities are going to continue to happen. And just like the wars are going to continue to go on and on and on, because the real solutions are known, but nobody in an authoritative decision-making process knows how to stop them. And none of these people that have the authority are willing to talk about the invisible entities, the invisible AI machines, you know, that can mind control people to do bad things. And it's no more difficult than the classic cartoon. We've all seen it, where somebody has a situation, the devil pops up on one thing and says, go ahead, kill him, do it, give it to me. And the angel pops up on the other side and says, no, don't do that. And the person is in conflict. What should I do? And why is the person in conflict? Because he has no control of himself. You know? He's looking for someone else to tell him what to do. And believe me, the demons and the dark side are more than happy to give you, tell you what to do. And this is the kind of mind manipulation that goes on. You know? And part of it has to do with, in school, people aren't taught how to be fair, rational, considerate, and loving to each other. They're not. They're talking about everything about following rules and obeying commands. And that's not an education system. No, not at all. And the dark forces that control the evil, no good people that walk the hallways of schools, these anti-society troublemakers are not properly dealt with. You know? I don't know whether, it doesn't matter what the reason, they're not being dealt with. The school system, the so-called teachers, don't deal with the troublemakers correctly. And they don't see that schools have to be eliminated of troublemakers, or it's the same old game of the bullies pick on everyone, and everyone has to submit to the bullies. And we talk about it, but everybody is lacking imagination of how to deal with the situations like this. It's not that difficult, really, but hey, what good is me saying that? I don't have any authority to make the rules. The people in charge, the so-called educated authorities that went to college where they were brainwashed to solve problems by not really solving the problems, but by just making rules that take away people's freedom, they're making the decisions. And, you know, the parents who have their kids going to school need to be making decisions, not teachers that are supposed to be have some understanding of how to deal with unruly students socially. They have no understanding of how to do that. They're not qualified, you know? They're a bunch of, you know, pencil neck geeks with no social experience trying to make decisions of how to deal with bullies. I mean, that's about the easiest way I can explain it. Hey, listen, you know, this was a call-in talk show, but we're coming down to the last 5 minutes. The number was 888-627-6008. You know, this late in the show, hey, if you got a phone you want to call in, even just to say hi, do it. What do you got to lose? We can't talk about anything for more than a minute or two, but hey, if you got any friends and you're listening to the show, tell your friends who are not afraid to call in to listen to the show next week. There's a lot going to be happening in America with the General Assembly coming from the 9th to the 28th. We got a four-way political race in New York City where... Yeah, most people have no intention of even voting because that's the way it is in America. We're so sick of phony politicians, though there might be one good candidate, but his campaign is being sabotaged. I'm not going to mention who it is. It's so obvious if you're paying attention. And then we have the usual... no good so-and-so. The other three are, you know, worthless candidates running, but they're going to gather their amount of votes. And we have the possibility that votes will be tossed in the garbage and that the worst candidate will probably be elected to office, because that's the way it usually happens in America and other countries too. There's no integrity to having a credible vote, because there's so many ways to scroll around and the final message is the one who cheats the best will probably win the election. How about that? And that's why most people don't go out and vote. So, you know, that's the way it is, and that's the way I tell it. Meanwhile, the dark forces on the surface of planet Earth, these people who have pledged allegiance to serving dark entities, you know, like Netanyahu and all the other evil people in the world, Zelensky, yeah, he's an evil motherfucker, too. Worthless piece of crap, you know? What, and everybody's looking to help him because he's his country is the king of money launderers. So that's why all of Europe wants to defend him and send him, waste their taxpayers' money on sending this moron weapons to fight one of the most powerful countries on the face of the world, Russia. That battle they can't possibly win, but they're all willing to send all kinds of weapons to him. Everything just about outside of a nuclear weapon they're willing to send to him. And this is the insanity that goes on. And at the same time, everyone turns a blind eye to the, not everyone, but all the government leaders are not willing to confront the Israeli dictator, Netanyahu, who's getting away with genocide and continues to do it and has no intention of stopping it. And everybody in Europe and everybody who supports him, they're all afraid to confront him on this. Even Trump? Yeah, Trump's afraid to confront him. Yeah. I mean, not to say that there's plenty of guilt to go around. Yeah, the Palestinians under the rule of Hamas, they're guilty too. But as I said, we're coming to the end of the show. Tell your friends to tune in next week. This is Connect the Dots radio show. I'm your host, John Henderson, and we're going to end the show with the countdown, followed by the lead guitar solo to my song, Are You the Party in Kind, or Are You I Am, followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Yeah, it's out there on YouTube. I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'll give it a countdown and take us out of here with the music. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.